Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till 3, Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Yep, I'm singing again, 'cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till 3.
An Odyssey station.
Hour number 3 here on a Thursday afternoon, which means it's time for us to make our picks. And whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, we appreciate you. We love you. But it's that time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No Jeff Ross, but we have his picks from last week. And
he was red hot.
Jeff Ross.
3-1 Ross.
He now leads the pack at 8-4.
All right. Way to go, Rusty.
Dusty and I both tied at 6-6. We both sucked last
week. Yeah, it was 1-3 week. Jeez. It was not good, Bob.
Not great. Well, normally we'd give the nod to Rust here, but yep. Rust is not here. So,
well, we can give him his picks.
We do have his picks. You want to make his picks for him?
I'll just give you Jeff Rust's picks. He went 3-1 last week.
He did.
He did fantastic. His only loss was he had the Patriots covering against the Jets, which that's a fool's choice right there. He has the Pittsburgh Steelers -1.5 at Indianapolis as his first pick. Philadelphia, he's going to take the Buccaneers at home +1.5.
It's an interesting line.
It's sneaky. Mm-hmm. It's sneaky line there. Buccaneers. Bucky Irving apparently dinged up a little bit. We'll see how he goes. He has a road favorite, the Kansas City Chiefs, -7 at the Chargers, which everybody's hurt there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jacksonville, his Jaguars, which he does a pick every week. He's taking Houston -6.5 at home.
Which is interesting because Houston's reporting quite a few injuries.
Including
Nico Collins, who just got put on a limited participant because of a hamstring.
A desperate Jags team.
Yeah, you go 0-4. Yikes, dog.
Everybody fired there. All right, there's Russ picks.
All right, well, let's start with yours then. What do you got?
All right, my first pick, I will go... I didn't have it up because I was having to send.
No.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Yep. Bengals -4.5 at Carolina. Indeed. They got a bump with Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle, last week, taking on your Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, you almost said Oakland.
Oh, I did almost say Oakland.
It's
but
okay. I still say L.A., so.
You want to have a desperate team. Since he is desperate right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
They are going to try to send a message. Things started to look right and normal with Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow.
Offense is purring.
I think that the Panthers offense ain't going to purr for a second straight week. Give me Cincy.
Yep. No, sir. Hey, sir, purr, not going to matter. I'm also going to tell you on that same line, I think that might be the safest line in the NFL this week. The Bengals -4.5 on the road at the Panthers.
Oh, all right.
I think it's the only one we have that's the same, I think. No, we have one other. We have one other to see.
We have one other?
Yeah.
All right, my second pick, I'm going the Arizona Cardinals -3.5 at home against the Commanders.
I almost went the other way on that one.
I like, and I've been saying this, I'm picking up what the Cardinals are putting down. Even though they are just 1-2, their two losses are to the Bills and the Lions. And they've been in both of those games.
Really good game. Really good teams.
Yeah, and they've been in them near the end. Marvin Harrison Jr. is starting to wake up. I'm gonna stick with the Cards. I'm gonna ride with the Cards in this one against the Washington Commanders, which are not complete. And Jaden Daniels has been playing really damn well.
Mm-hmm.
Really damn well.
Austin Ekeler out with a concussion. You say Austin Ekeler out, and you can just kind of stop there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Bears -3 taking on the Rams. The Rams have no one.
Ran it.
No one.
They won't. They didn't have anyone last week either.
Well, apparently, neither did the 49ers. I think Caleb Williams and the Bears are starting to figure some stuff out. Caleb Williams himself is starting to figure some stuff out. They're still not on the same page all the time. But defensively, they're real good. And offensively, they're starting to find it. And I just don't think you can ask Matthew Stafford to work miracles every single week.
Yep. All right. My third game I got the Vikings +3 in Green Bay against the Packers. Okay. Malik Willis looked amazing for Malik Willis against the Tennessee Titans. What has Brock Purdy and C.J. Stroud both said when they got done with their games playing against the Minnesota Vikings?
They had our head in knots.
Okay. I don't care if Jordan Love comes back. If he's limited with an MCL sprain that he suffered a couple of weeks ago, he is going to have fits because of the Vikings defense. If it's Malik Willis, I don't know if they score. I'm going to go with Minnesota plus +3 on the road as a favorite. They're road dogs.
Yeah.
Road dogs. Yes.
This is the other pick that I am going to match you on. The Vikings plus +3 felt like the second best pick of the week for basically everything you just mentioned. The Vikings are dinged up a little bit, but they have their quarterback, and Sam Darnold has been dealing.
Yep.
What did you get for your last pick?
I'm going over 42 points, Falcons, Saints. I mean, we've had two games where New Orleans has scored
a bajillion.
40 or more points. And I'm not entirely sold on the Falcons defense. So I am going to go with a points of Palooza. We saw points again in the NFL this past week.
42 seems like a low number for this matchup. It really does.
It really does.
The other game you had.
I think it's being brought down because this past week, New Orleans played an actual defense, not the Dallas Cowboys. They played the Philadelphia Eagles and only scored 12. I'm going to trust the process. I'm trusting the process.
I think the over hits here pretty simply because you just kind of look at where things are at. The game you originally went with was what? The Patriots game?
Yeah, and it was...
was it under 40?
40 and a half, but I just don't know who's going to play in that game.
Yeah.
That's scary to me because I could see San Francisco scoring like 50.
By themselves.
Yeah, and just hitting on their own. But I could also see the Patriots defense playing a banged up San Francisco offense and slowing them down in that game being like 3-0.
It'll be ugly. And, you know, Lynch and Shanahan are just going to want to get out there healthy with a win.
Yep.
It's not about style points.
Yeah.
My last pick, the Bills.
Oh.
Maybe the best team in football this year.
Buffalo.
Or road dogs plus +2.5 at the Ravens. How? It's not one of those things where you're like, well, the weather might be bad. The Bills are there are two teams in the NFL that are built around playing in bad weather. It is the Green Bay Packers and it is the Buffalo Bills. There's no like, well, they might have to travel and play somewhere rough or tough weather. There's nobody else is more built for this as franchises than those two teams. So the idea that the Bills on the road are going to be road dogs against a Ravens team that has not looked great is pretty surprising.
I don't know.
I looked at the injury report and I went, huh.
They lost, you know, Bernard, the starting linebacker. So you have more attrition at linebacker. You start, you lose a tackle in Grable, Tylan Grable.
Sure.
You lost a corner in Taron Johnson. I don't know. I still don't know why, because the name I didn't say was Josh Allen.
His arm didn't fall off. His legs still work.
Yeah, I don't know. That's too stinky of a line for me, though. Deion Dawkins still playing.
If you're giving me the Bills and any points against any team not named the Chiefs, I'm taking it.
That tells me Las Vegas, Nevada.
They know something.
They know something's up here. And
but
I don't like it.
On a lot of these stinky lines early in the season, Vegas has had to eat their shorts.
Yeah. Well, they've been crushing everybody betting
the big favorites, yeah.
Because underdogs in 6.5-point lines
covering,
are like 14-2.
Mm-hmm.
Or 11-2? 11-2 so far.
Yeah, I refuse to go anywhere near the. Last year, we had those big lines that became like, oh, yeah, no, these are kind of gimmies.
Yeah.
This year, I'm going nowhere near them.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't trust it. I don't trust it, but I'm with you on that. It seems like a no-brainer of a line to take, I didn't trust it.
I'm the big mouth bass that's going to hit that bait. Looks too tasty. That power bait, you know?
I'm going to eat it.
I'm going to eat it. That's our picks for this week. Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Hopefully better than last week.
Hopefully. I mean, you almost can't mathematically do worse. Come in next. We're going to do a little bit of a hot route because Memphis's AD got up and got spicy about a potential move to the Pac-12 and why it fell apart. That and more coming up next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.